Well, COVID-19 has quickly changed the landscape here on the islands. The number of confirmed cases now at 7, linked to travel. So far, no evidence that it's community spread yet. There have been daily news conferences as things have changed. HPR's Kuve Hirishi joins us live. She attended one of those media briefings over the weekend. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. Yes, over the weekend, tripled in terms of cases, confirmed cases here in Hawaii. I was taking a look at the neighbor islands because I know we had, prior to the weekend, one Oahu resident and another who had contracted the virus here. Or on that cruise ship. But this next, so the first neighbor island case came in Friday night on Kauai, where two mainland visitors, an adult couple from Indiana, tested positive for COVID-19. And then a day later, Maui County announced their first case, an Air Canada flight attendant who says she may have come into close contact with a positive corona case virus while in Germany. So all three are currently in isolation while health department officials try to backtrack their travel itineraries and alert anyone that may have come into contact along that route. Now, in the case of the couple on Kauai, state health officials tell us the two flew into Maui from the mainland and began experiencing symptoms, cough, fever, trouble breathing. They even visited urgent care clinic on Maui, where one of them tested negative for the flu, but they proceeded to fly to Kauai, where they again visited an urgent care clinic there, one of them got prescribed antibiotics, and I think a total of 10 days had passed before they had admitted themselves to Wilcox Memorial and disclosed that they had come into close prolonged contact with a positive COVID-19 patient. And so, as we know, this virus is virtually invisible, right? There are individuals who may have contracted it and not even know. But in this case, where, you know, you've come into close contact, prolonged contact with a positive coronavirus patient, we asked state epidemiologist Sarah Park whether disclosing that sort of information, if you know, should be mandated sort of at the front end. And here's what she had to say.
And it's not always a purposeful non-disclosure or whatever. We don't know actually even what these two may or may not have been thinking. Maybe they're sick, they didn't realize, you know, they're on vacation. So, you know, the last thing they like is that they got sick while they're here, and now they got to deal with it. So they're just trying to get in, get me some medicine, get out.
But this has left some residents, particularly those on either working in the visitor industry or on these airlines on Kauai and Maui, a bit concerned that they may have had contact. And so trying to figure out, giving the information that we can to those residents, we've got Kauai District Health Officer Dr. Janet Behrman, who's been tasked with interviewing the couple, this Kauai couple, and explaining the process authorities are taking when it comes to this close contact tracing.
We are tracing all of the places that they went. Because they were not feeling well, they were not out and about as much as many visitors are. But most of the contact that we think they had in the community was casual contact, passing people in the store, doing a transaction with a cashier, ordering a meal, and those kinds of short contact are considered casual and do not pose a risk to our community. But some people may have had closer contact, and close contact means being face-to-face for 10 minutes or more, with separated by less than 3 feet of distance.
It sounds very, you know, like these are small details, but that can help a lot of folks out there who are thinking, okay, did I come into contact with these people? And we've sort of had the details of their timeline travel itineraries on our website. But if there is anyone who begins to experience symptoms, I think, after figuring out if you had close contact and thinking that you might, kind of pay attention to your body and see if you get those symptoms. If you do, go ahead and contact your healthcare provider. Yesterday, another press conference, Governor David Ige, you know, this idea of all these cases being travel related. When we went to the press conference, he had said, you know, he has no authority to ban travel to the state at this point. That's a federal authority. And that also airport screenings would be ineffective because you've got tens of thousands of people coming through. And not sure that would be the best use of resources, but that frustration is something that the mayors on both Maui and Kauai have sort of been trying to deal with. I think early on, the frustration over cruise ships and whether or not we can ban at the county level them from coming in. Kauai Mayor Derek Kawakami sort of gave this ahead of his State of the County address, had expressed that frustration to the people of Kauai.
I've urged that all incoming cruise ships not disembark passengers while at port. I understand that this will be detrimental for our economy and pose difficulties for our local businesses. However, because we are still learning about this virus that has no cure and no vaccine, we cannot jeopardize the health and safety of our people, especially those in our high-risk group. It has been made clear to me that my power as mayor does not allow me the authority to restrict the cruise ship industry, which is frustrating because there is no one better equipped to make decisions about our island home than those that live, work, and call our island home.
So kind of sharing the sentiments of a lot of neighbor islands, I think, in this, trying to figure out this, how to deal with COVID-19. I think 2 days later, the Cruise Line International Association had issued a directive to all cruise ships to take a moratorium over the next 30 days. No coming into port here in Hawaii. So
that's but a relief
for some, I think, but the tourism industry, as we know, and you know, the economic blow that these ships typically carry thousands of passengers, and so these decisions will have a long-term bearing on the economy.
Right, so it's not government blocking these ships coming in, it's the association, the industry, voluntarily saying, okay, we're going to hit the pause button. But it does affect a lot of small businesses, folks who would normally rely on that income being dropped in these communities. So it's we're going to feel this.
Exactly. And on the neighbor islands in areas where, you know, there's a higher dependence, a larger dependence on the tourism industry for those jobs, for that money coming in, I think that's something that we're going to be keeping an eye on.
Right. And there's got to be a balance, right? Because as you get to these smaller islands, smaller medical facilities, fewer resources, maybe fewer respirators. And so, yeah, you just want to be able to make sure that you can take care of your community. And the same thing was being echoed, I think, on Maui as well, right?
Right. Maui Mayor Mike Victorino had joked that he would go out and you know, take a surfboard out himself to make sure that the cruise ships weren't coming in. But they had initially jumped on that 60-day request for a 60-day moratorium. So right now we've got 30 days, thanks to the industry. But I think moving forward, and depending on what happens with COVID, community spread and whatnot, I think we're going to see more of business decisions needing to be made for health and safety purposes.
Right, and then we've got a number of news conferences that are scheduled today. People reevaluate, you know, what do we do with the legislative session? What do we do with schools, particularly if you've got, you know, cases that are linked to the schools? I think there was one here on Oahu. So people being really cautious about, you know, what could happen.
And where we can find that information. So a lot of what we're trying to do here at Hawaii Public Radio is to get you that information, verify it before we put it out so that we can give everyone the tools they need to kind of go through this.
Right, because you've got to make some key decisions about your family care, child care, and what do you do if you don't have a paycheck coming in? You know, how do we deal with this? Because it is a health crisis that we're dealing with, unprecedented.
Exactly, and I think you'll be doing more of that this week as well. And I think everyone is sort of just trying to bear down and figure out what to do next.
All right, thanks so much. That was HPR's Kuve Hirishi talking about the situation on the neighbor islands with COVID-19.